He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome and wrap the weekly wrap of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've had a pretty good week in the market here this past week. In fact, we've seen new highs in the Dow. We've seen new or in the S&P 500. And, of course, the Dow very close to a new all high. So I don't want to hear any complaining out there about the market. If you're in the market, you're participating and you're doing the bond market pretty quiet recently. You've got the 10-year down around 1.30 and holding. Of course, the Fed also holding a bazooka or a hammer over the head of the interest rate and bond market. But so far, they've stayed their hand, not doing anything. No taper talk yet. We had a disastrous jobs report on Friday. It was horrible. And that that's one of those bad news is good news types of events where that may stay the Fed's hand at doing any kind of tapering or any kind of interest rate hikes anytime soon. But that jobs report was very, very bad. And, of course, the market, you would think, would sell off on that news. But, again, it's one of those situations where bad news is good news. So new highs in the Dow or in the NASDAQ, new all-time highs in the S&P 500, and almost new highs in the Dow. The question is it too late to get in? The question is, what is the trend right now? What will the will this current trend continue? Where are the best sectors in the market now, the best asset classes? And, of course, the name of this show, The Best Stocks Now. So welcome to the weekly wrap version of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I've been a professional money manager now for the last 21 years. That I wouldn't trade that experience for anything. You know, you think you've seen everything there is to see in the market. Well, there's always something out there in the future to see that you never thought you would see, I'm sure. But, you know, I saw the big dot-com bubble crash in the year 2000 when the NASDAQ went up over 5,000. Now, consider now we're at 15,000, but that dot-com bubble took the NASDAQ clear down to 1,200 from 5,000. It lost 79% of its value. And I think the lesson to be learned from the dot-com crash was, you know what? Earnings matter. Earnings for companies matter. Not only do earnings matter, having earnings, but valuations matter. Man, I can remember some of the P.E. ratios and price-to-sales ratios and price-to-cash flow ratios and PEG ratios and on and on and on. Back then, they were just absolutely astronomical. And you might ask, well, do we have that situation today in 2021? I would say in some areas of the market, yes. For the overall market, no. We currently have a S&P 500 P.E. ratio of about 24. 30 back then, over 30, and we currently have a forward P.E. ratio on the S&P 500 of 21, and it was much higher back then. Now, 21 is high, but at the same time, interest rates are low, artificially low, extremely low because of the Fed, our friends at the Fed, which have been friendly for an extraordinary amount of time, but was 21 years in the pits and trading and watching the market every day. I can't think of one day, one trading day in the last 21 years that I missed. Okay, I guess I never get sick. I never take a vacation, and if I go anywhere, I carry everything with me, including my radio equipment,
my internet, my my laptops, my spreadsheets, my Best Stocks Now app, my mobile devices. What a world we live in that gives us so much information at our hands. So I would, you know, I've used the analogy. I'm like a fishing guide in the market. I'm in the water every single day. I follow a couple of fishing, real fishing guides here in the area of the woods that I live in. I live on the in the Mount Pleasant, Charleston area, where we have some really, really terrific fishing right now. The big speckled trout chasing the shrimp and the big redfish moving in. It's a good time of year. But I don't get a chance to get out there on the water every single day like these fishing guides do. They're in the water every day. I follow. He posts on Facebook every night. I like his handle, Not At Work, on Facebook. And of course, Not is spelled K-N-O-T. Well, do I look and see how he did and where he was and what he was using every single day? Because he's in the water every single day. I'm not. I'm in the stock market every single day. And what I do through my radio show, my daily radio show, and by the way, this show is every day, Monday through Friday, and in many markets it's now on Saturday, I report to you my observations. I look at probably 1,000 different stock charts every single day. I'm in the water up to my eyeballs. I write a newsletter every single week at the end of the week summing up all my observations, what I think, and where I think the best places in the market are at any given point in time. I make that 2-week newsletter available to my clients. And I have a lot of people that are live trading subscribers that follow me through the week. They also follow me on Twitter or StockTwits. I'm at Bill Gunderson. And I invented an app called BestStocksNowApp.com. I have my own proprietary ranking system that ranks about 6,000 now stocks, ETFs, mutual funds from 1 to 6,000, okay? And I try to focus on those top 300 or so out of 6,000, which makes it nice. I can eliminate about over 90% of the market that I have no interest in. It's just a big sea of mediocrity. And what am I looking for? Well, the name of my radio show that I've been doing for 21 years is Best Stocks Now. The name of my newsletter that I produce every Friday for the last 21 years, Best Stocks Now. And, of course, the name of my app, BestStocksNowApp.com. And I'm also a fee-based professional money manager. I manage 9 different portfolios based on my Best Stocks Now concept, which I'll be talking about here a little bit during the show. And I also like to give examples of what I consider to be Best Stocks Now. I see one of them reported earnings after the close last night. Definitely a stock that, you know, wasn't around several years ago, and now it dominates the scene in a lot of ways. DocuSign, D-O-C-U, is one of our holdings here at my firm, Gunderson Capital Management. And, of course, you know, back in the day it was Xerox and Avery mailing labels and things like this. And today you've got DocuSign, which has kind of changed. It's a stock that is transformational, changes the way we do business. We do so much more business now from home. They were in the right place at the right time when the pandemic came along. And now it's one of those exceptional growth companies that qualify as a Best Stock Now. Okay, Xerox is no longer a Best Stock Now. It's way past its prime. IBM is no longer a Best Stock Now. There's a whole new bunch of Best Stocks Now out there. Now we have the cloud. Now we have autonomous cars that will drive themselves. Now we have lithium batteries. Lithium may be the new oil, if you think about it. We have so much new technology. We have our mobile phones that have our record collections, that have our day timers, that have our calendars. I mean, you name it. It's a whole new world. Apple is the new AT&T. AT&T no longer a best stock now. It fell out of favor many years ago, not growing anymore, and Apple continues to hit new all-time highs. Well, that's the theme of the show. We'll drill down to some best stocks now, but I try to share during the show my 21 years of experience in the market, what I've learned to avoid, what I've learned to like in the market, what I've learned to not like in the market, and I also offer out my newsletter for 2 weeks, my free newsletter. My best stocks now, it goes to my clients and subscribers, but because you're listening to my show today, I offer you 2 free weeks at Gunderson Capital, S-O-N, GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, obviously, the biggest question that most people ask themselves, this market has been going up since 2009. That's right. The S&P got cleared down to, what, 660 back in 2009, March of 2009. Now it's at 4,500. It's up 6 or 7 fold since that time. Question is, have you participated in it? Second question is, what's driven the market higher? Well, from my experience as a professional money manager, former analyst, used to write up research reports on individual companies many years ago, companies and the market follow earnings. It's as simple as that. It's not as simple as that, but that's one of the easy ways to understand why the market does what it does. So it's a mathematical equation. If earnings continue to rise and you multiply that by a PE ratio or a multiplier, you get what the S&P 500 is worth. And earnings have been going up since 2009 for the S&P 500. That's those 500 companies that make up that widely recognized index. Well, earnings have gone up about 5 or 6 fold along the way. That's right. Back in 2009, they were around $53 per share for the S&P. We're looking for $250 per share, possibly by 2023. That you see the correlation there between the market going up and the earnings going up. Well, then you would can draw a logical conclusion from that. Are earnings going to continue to go up and feed this market, and can this market go higher? In other words, is it too late to get in? Well, we call that the macro outlook of the market. That's where I begin every single day with my macro outlook. Where do I think the market is headed? There's another bear market out there somewhere, and I do believe in a little bit of market timing. When we start to see an earnings recession and a recession in the U.S. economy, that's not a good time to own equities. I'm not an index investor that believes you ought to just stay invested all the time. What if you're retired? The market went down 53% in 2009. You don't have the years left to make up for that kind of a loss. So I do believe in watching the economy, watching those earnings expectations, and developing a market outlook. That's where I begin. I have a target price out 2 years from now. The market looks ahead. While most individual investors look at yesterday, today, and tomorrow, where I'm going to have lunch today, how my stocks did today. The market is looking ahead 2 to 3 years, and that's what it's trading on. And I give you every week in my newsletter my outlook. And you can see other outlooks out there, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo. They all have their outlooks. I can tell you right now that the consensus outlook for the S&P 500 over the next 12 months is about 5,000, and we're just over 4,500 right now. I have a little bit different outlook. You can get my outlook if you don't read anything else. My newsletter's pretty involved. It's a buffet. It's all you can eat. But just read what you think is most important for you. I would begin with the macro outlook, which is about halfway in the newsletter. That tells you what I think, and I base that on numbers and expectations, and I change it every week. You got to begin with the macro outlook to develop your strategy from there. And we also call that the S&P 500 target price, okay? I'll give you an example of how the market is forward-looking. Last March of 2020, at the very worst of the COVID, when you know, we were hearing that it would be like the Spanish flu, you know, global, plague and whatnot. Well, the market in March of last year was looking ahead to this year and even next year, and it saw a recovery. Probably a real bad year, which we did have last year. Last year was the first down year in earnings, but it was an extraordinary event. It was the pandemic. We shut down our economy. Now we're back to growth again and record earnings this year expected in 2021. And now the market's looking ahead of 2022 and 2023. But my point is, I'm a regular writer for SeekingAlpha.com. And I write about my macro outlook from time to time, and I also write about individual stocks. Well, back in March of 2020, I wrote some very bold articles about a new bull market is being formed. This was March of 2020. I was one of the very few macro people out there, analysts out there, saying it's time to get in and buy good, high-quality stocks. Well, we had the quickest doubling of the market in the history of the market. The S&P doubled, I want to say, in about 18 months, and we were there to experience that as a firm and within the portfolios that I manage. Well, what was true back in 2020 is just as true today. It's now 2021, and the market is looking ahead to 2022 and 2023. Oh, it's watching the Fed. It's watching inflation. It's watching taper talk. It's watching the economy. It's worried about stagflation. It's worried about labor participation rate and GDP and all this and that. But at the end of the day, the biggest driver of the market, earnings. Many of you listening to my show and are involved in real estate. You know the saying in real estate, it's location, location, location. Well, the saying in the stock market is earnings, earnings, earnings. If I've learned one lesson during my 21 years as a professional money manager, it's that stocks and indexes follow earnings. And even take that a step further, not only do they follow earnings, they follow earnings expectations. Just watch what happens when a company raises or lowers their earnings expectations out in the future. The stock reacts immediately, either to the upside or the downside. So here we sit in 2021. We have a new high, all-time high, set this past week on the S&P 500. We have a new all-time high set on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is now over 15,000 for the first time in its history and continues to harbor some of the greatest stocks in the market today. Another thing that I've noticed over the years, the market for the most part, it's a sea of mediocrity, of SPACs, of IPOs that should have never went public, companies that are way beyond their prime. There's about a 5 or 10% segment of the market that I consider to be best stocks now. These are companies like the DocuSigns and the Apples of the world that have superior growth, dominate their industries, continue to grow, continue to go up. But what's the most important thing these companies have? They are growing their earnings, and they're expected to continue to grow their earnings at a superior pace. And they've given superior performance in the past. No promises going forward. Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show, where we've developed a thesis here that I've seen play out over the years. And to me, the most reliable indicator, there's no one perfect indicator, okay? There's still a lot that can happen in the market that we never expected. But earnings for me and earnings expectations have been my guiding force in developing my macro outlook. And then from the macro outlook that I have, I branch out from there, okay? So the macro outlook I publish in my Best Stocks Now newsletter that I send out every Saturday, and I offer out 2 free weeks to anybody listening to my show at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. The only people that get my weekly newsletter with all the portfolios, the macro outlook, everything, are my clients. I'm a fee-based money manager. I manage money for people all across America. And my subscribers who like to do it themselves but follow along with Bill. They get my live trades and my portfolios and the newsletter and my commentary during the day of what I'm observing in the market. That's also, you can get more information on that at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, macro outlook, let's begin there. The market's been going up for the last 12 years, and, you know, obviously it's hitting new all-time highs. So obviously the trend, which they say is your friend, I agree. The trend is your friend. As long as the trends remain in place, those trends are a pretty good indicator of where to be in the market. One of the best predictors of future markets are current trends, okay? I'm not a contrarian. I don't go against the grain. You know, you can listen to the contrarians who've missed much of this bull market for 12 years. They've been bears all along the way. They've had all of their reasons about it's been induced by the Fed, company buybacks, have juiced earnings. Well, the bottom line is the market's hit new highs. The Dow has gone from 6,600 to 35,000, my friend. The trend is your friend, and that trend remains in place, at least as of now. Now, let's dig into that trend just a little bit more. I say, and I've observed, that the vast majority of the market, it's mediocre. It's mediocrity. It's companies that I say to myself all the time, why would anybody own that stock? Why would anybody own that mutual fund? Why would anybody own that ETF? We're looking for the best of the best. It's no different than a general manager of a baseball team that's looking to put the best players on his 25-person roster. I'm looking to put the best stocks, the best ETFs in my rosters of the portfolios that I manage. I can just tell you that this market has gone back to favoring growth stocks, okay? Because you've got low interest rates. That's allowed the multiples to expand, and the high PE stocks, the Adobes of the world, the Apples of the world, the Microsofts of the world, the DocuSigns, the CrowdStrikes, the Amazons, these are today's big, dominant companies with very reliable earnings growth, okay? This is not a market that favors dividend-paying value stocks that aren't growing. The Procter & Gambles of the world, the AT&Ts, the Altria Tobaccos of the world, the Exxon Mobils of the world, they're not growth engines anymore. They're cyclicals. They have their moments in the sun, but for the most part, they've slowed down double-digit or low single-digit growth. Whereas you've got companies today, I featured one this past week, I think it was DocuSign. They've been growing their earnings by 250% per year over the last 5 years. That's the average earnings growth. And, of course, the stock continues to soar. So this is a market that continues to favor equities over the bond market. And as far as equities go, it favors large, good, quality growth stocks, which many of those come from the NASDAQ. Now, there's some in the Dow these days. You know, in the Dow, you've now got Salesforce, Apple, and a few other high-growth stocks. But you've also got some stodgy old, soggy industrials that have been around for a long time, aren't exactly in the prime of their life anymore. So there's one big clue for you. Growth, quality growth. Not speculative. Last year, the speculative stocks did really well. You know, the Bitcoin miners, the vaccine candidates, the autonomous cars, the electric vehicle startups. 2021 is not a year for those kinds of stocks. Look at the ARK. I think ARK Funds, Kathy Wood, she's kind of a proxy for that section of the market. I don't like that section of the market this year. I did well with it last year. I had some exposure to it. It helped me with my returns, but I think this year is more about quality. Another area that the market doesn't like this year, emerging markets. Okay, now a lot of you have 401ks. You've got to realize and understand that the emerging markets have a lot of China exposure. China has gone after their companies with a heavy hand, with heavy regulations that have brought down some of their greatest stocks, Alibaba, JD.com, Tencent Holdings, on and on and on. Their version of Uber is Didi, D-I-D-I. Now there's talk that the government is going to take over D-I-D-I. So the heavy hand of government and heavy regulations and saber-rattling has just destroyed those stocks. I would not have any investments in the emerging markets or China. Now, that's just me. I'm just telling you my observations. I think the U.S. of A. is still the cleanest, the best place to be invested right now. Some Europe has been doing well, too. Those two areas of the market probably the best. And I would also say this. This is a market that favors large cap versus small cap. You know, we're coming to the end. I don't know when it will end of an expansion. We've been in a 12-year economic expansion here in America. Unprecedented. Coming out of that financial crisis. We've been in a 12-year expansion of S&P 500 earnings, except for that COVID year of last year, which you can kind of toss aside as an extraordinary event, and we're expected to continue to grow at least for now. And yes, there are risks in the market. There's a risk of a big tax hike, which would cut into earnings. There's risk of COVID continuing to grow. There's risk of the Fed hiking rates, tapering back. But having said that, we're going to continue to focus on earnings of the S&P 500. Now, we just completed an earnings season. It was one of the best three-month earnings seasons that I've ever seen in my entire career in the business. So the current trend in the market is still in place until further notice. But as always, keep your eye on the macro picture of the market. And that's why I publish that. You know, the newsletter that I write every Thursday and Friday, I send it out Saturday. Who's the biggest beneficiary of that newsletter? Me, as a professional money manager. It forces me down all the little tributaries that feed into the market, that feed into the economy, and keeps me on top of all of those tributaries so that I can detect any little changes, subtle changes that I need to be wary of. Because there is another bear market out there. There is another a recession out there. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So as a active money manager, you know, the whole world, pretty much financial industry, has gone to this passive model which is a hands-off, you know, do an asset allocation and stay put. But, you know, it in my book, it produces pretty mediocre returns. Not that, you know, I guarantee better returns, but I do my best to be active in the market, you know, when the sector rotation happens, when interest rates change, the economy goes into a recession. You got to be active. You can't just sit there and be passive. I watched a lot of people get wiped out in the year 2000 because they weren't paying attention to valuations and low quality in a lot of those stocks that were going IPO. And in 2009, a lot of value investors got wiped out because they were investing in a lot of cheap, what they thought were cheap financials that had a lot of bad loans on the book. So in my experience, I've learned that you have to pay attention to not only valuations, but also you got to pay attention to quality, balance sheets, this kind of thing. And when we come back, give you a few examples. Now, you can see the stocks that I currently own in my newsletter, and I offer out 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back for the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show.
You got to know where you want to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show, kind of a weekly review of this past week in the market where we saw the S&P 500 hit a new all-time high. We saw the NASDAQ hit a new all-time high. It's over 15,000. Earnings continue to hit new highs for the S&P 500. Now, I play that song, go where you want to go, do what you want to do. The market's made up of a lot of choices, isn't it? There are a lot of stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, bonds, bond funds, cryptocurrencies, precious metals. There's a lot of choices in the market. Not only are there a lot of choices of what to invest in, there's a lot of choices who to invest with. You can be your own money manager. There are a lot of people are do-it-yourselfers these days. And of course, with all that's available, no-cost trades and all the information that's available out there now, no wonder a lot of people have become do-it-yourself investors. It's very time-consuming. I spend 10 hours a day. I'm in the water 10 hours a day. I come home every night tired and beat up some days better than others, but I really love and enjoy what I do. I manage money for folks that maybe they're a doctor during the day or a dentist or an auto mechanic during the day, and they don't have time to watch what's going on in the market and where the best stocks are now and earnings reports and all of these economic reports we hear on the U.S. economy and news from all over the world and what's the Fed doing. It all ties in to the market, and it's pretty difficult to stay on top of it all unless you've got the time to do that. So I'm a fee-based only manager. I actually run five different portfolios, and I have a few versions of each of my portfolios. So, of course, you talk to our planners here, and they determine what kind of an asset allocation you should be in given your current state in your life. If you're retired, nearing retirement, got a long ways to retirement, you know, everybody's at a different place. And that's part of the planning process and, you know, how aggressive you should be where you're at now or how safe you should be. Maybe you got to wind in that, being very aggressive and risk level a little bit at this station of your life. That's for us, and you to determine in discussions and riskalizing and analyzing where you're at. And then from there, you know, we decide what mix of the portfolios, how much maybe you need some safe money in individual bonds of high-quality growth stocks. Maybe you need still some dividend-paying stocks that hopefully will continue to grow their earnings and provide dividends over the years. In fact, before the show's over, I'm going to give you two examples of two stocks we own. One is a very pure growth stock, and the other is a growth stock that also pays a pretty hefty dividend yield. Maybe you should be very aggressive at this station of your life and be in some of those really high growth, the cybersecurity stocks, the some of the leading autonomous, the automobile revolution that's taking place, the cloud stocks, software. There's a lot of growth there. So that's up to us. And, of course, I developed a virtual office many years ago. I was headquartered in San Diego for many, many years. About 3 or 4 years ago, my wife and I decided to move to the East Coast. And now we're in Charleston, which is a beautiful neck of the woods. I love to fish on Saturdays after I send my newsletter out. And it's a real friendly state. We got some great restaurants here. I'd kind of done everything there is to do in San Diego, living there almost all of my life. But I developed a virtual office. We do everything. Of course, we were way ahead of our time as it related to the pandemic and COVID and all of this. We talk over the phone. We do Zoom if you want. You don't have to drive downtown and try to find a parking place. Oh, we still meet with some people face-to-face, but my radio show is heard all over the country in many different cities. So it would be very difficult to do a face-to-face. And I decided instead of opening up branches all across America, we do everything virtually. We were way ahead of our time in that. Okay, so once we determine where you ought to be, and of course we use Ameritrade as our custodian. Okay, that's your safety net. That's the custodian that handles and keeps and holds your holdings. You can see everything online. You get my newsletter every week. If you choose me as a money manager, if you choose to do it yourself, you get all my live trades and my newsletter. I'm on the radio every day. You always know where I stand in the market. I also have my app, my Best Stocks Now app. Now, what this whole concept of Best Stocks Now, I don't own IBM. I don't own AT&T. I don't own Philip Morris. Okay, these are stocks of what I consider to be yesteryear. I'm just going to give you two stocks. These are examples. These are not recommendations, okay? In the dividend area of the market, in my dividend portfolio, I own SQM, which is a large miner, very large miner, of lithium and other different materials. They actually have a lot of large lithium mines in Chile. Chile has one of the largest lithium deposits in the world. To me, lithium is the new oil, all right? As we go to electric cars, lithium's going to be more and more in demand. So we own that one. It's highly ranked in my Best Stocks Now app. It's still growing their earnings at a very rapid pace, and it pays a dividend. And now in the pure growth area of the market, a stock that I consider to be a Best Stock Now of today is DocuSign, which pretty much has changed the world, right? And the way they're also a virtual. No longer do we have to go into the mortgage office or the auto. I bought an automobile online, never went to the dealership. They delivered the car to me. I did all the paperwork via DocuSign. So those are just two examples. You know, whether you're in our aggressive growth portfolios, we're going to try to find the very best aggressive growth stocks that we can find. If you're in one of our large cap growth portfolios, we're going to try to find the very best large cap. I am the final say on what goes into those portfolios, and I manage them with my team. And if we're going to do a dividend, we're going to find the best dividend. If it's a bond portfolio, we're going to look for the very best bonds to fill that portfolio with. So if you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. But the best way to tiptoe in and just look and see what we're all about is to get 2 free weeks of my newsletter. It'll be going out tomorrow when I finish it, and maybe I'll get out and catch a few redfish in the afternoon. We'll see. Go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, the friendliest firm in America. We work awfully hard, and we will offer you out our free newsletter to just have a look at what we do here at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Hey, have a great weekend. Have a great Labor Day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities.
Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.